Congregation may now rise for the prayers of the church. This morning in our prayers, we'll be remembering John Filbert, who will have surgery tomorrow, and also Karen. She has surgery also tomorrow. And also a prayer for Samuel Holroyd. We just got news that he's very sick, and Joyce asked for prayers for him during our church service today. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Father, we ask your blessing on your church throughout the world. Fill the church with all truth and peace. Where it is in error, reform it. Where it is in need, supply it. Where it is right, strengthen and confirm it. And where it is in conflict, heal its divisions. Lord, in your mercy. We pray this day for the fellowship of faith and love that we enjoy as God's holy people, asking that we may gather for worship with great joy and full anticipation of the blessings of God that come to us through it. Lord, in your mercy. We also make our petitions for the sick, the homebound, the sorrowing, those undergoing hardship or challenges, and all who this day are in need of our prayers. Lord, especially this day, we uplift John Filbert with his surgery. We pray that this would be exactly what he needs, that it would be safe and give him the health that he's desiring. And for Karen, too, that you'd bless the hands that care for her, and that this would be something that would be successful and she would have improved health. Also, Lord, for little Samuel, with his sudden sickness, that you'd bless him and give him a full recovery this day, and watch over Byron and his brother Jackson too as they care for him. For Roman and PJ, also Lord, for the gift of new life, for two special little ones, Wyatt and Charlie, that you'd bless them and give them strength each day and each breath that they have. For others in our congregation with sickness, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Chuck, Betty, Joel, Michelle, Max, Colin, Laverne, Thelma, Tyler, Jude, Carrie Ann, Paul, Dee, Warren, and also Dottie as she's home with shoulder pain. Lord, we pray that their prayers may soon be answered and that they may be supported by God's people as they experience His goodness and gracious will for their lives. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, since you have given us grace to make our requests to you and have promised that when two or three are gathered in your name, you will hear their requests, fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of your servants as may be best for them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated, and our choir comes forward to prepare our hearts and minds for Holy Communion in the song, Feast of Grace.